Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Communities in Sanilac County have set their hours for Friday, October 31st, to allow youths to go trick-or-treating. The Sanilac communities that set the trick-or-treating hours to be from 5 to 7 p.m. are Carsonville, Deckerville, Sandusky, Brown City, and Minden City. Trick-or-treat hours in other communities in Sanilac County are Marlette from 5:30 to 7 p.m., Croswell from 6 to 8 p.m., Peck from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., Lexington from 6 to 8 p.m., and Melvin. Candy will be passed out from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And 3 years ago, a proposal was made to let the Amish build a bridge over the Cass River to reduce the amount of time they have to travel on M53, is showing some progress. Commissioners in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola County have reached each previously approved letters of support to let the Amish build their own bridge over the river at their own expense. Several Amish communities live in Tuscola or Sanilac counties. As part of their beliefs, they travel by horse and buggy. They have to use the M53 to access goods or services they need. Because the Cass River is involved in the location of state land, the Department of Natural Resources is also involved. After months of being stonewalled by the DNR, there finally seems to be some willingness for the state to allow the project, said Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell, who has been on board since the beginning. It was explained to the DNR that a 20-foot-wide bridge would be built, paid for, and maintained by the Amish. And Michigan State Troopers Carol Post will be collecting new and gently used coats, hats, mittens, and gloves. The sizes that are needed range from small children to adults. All donations will go to area residents who need some help keeping warm this winter. This is the fifth year troopers at the Carroll Post have hosted a winter warmth collection program. Donations will be accepted at the Carroll Post at 1485 Cleaver Street until November 27th. After that, the items collected will be distributed. For more information, call the Carroll MSP Post by dialing 989-673-2156. And during Monday's Bad Axe School District's Board of Education meeting, it was announced plans are being made to honor veterans, and the evaluation form of the superintendent was distributed for Greg Newland. The Veterans Day program is planned for November 11th at 9:15 a.m. in the high school gymnasium. As part of the event, refreshments will be served at 8:30 a.m. in the cafeteria for veterans and their families, with the program to follow. The board each received a copy of the superintendent's evaluation tool with a brief discussion regarding the timeline for the completion for next month. Under the state's new regulations, superintendents are to be evaluated on they are performing their duties. In other matters, the 2024-25 audit was presented. The district received a clean, unmodified adult opinion, which is the highest level of assurance possible for the district's financial statements. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, Don't worry, the tech team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the tech team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the tech team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS tech team.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the Justice Department revealed new charges in a major nationwide drug trafficking operation. Authorities say the ring moved large amounts of fentanyl and meth across multiple states. Hundreds of arrests have been made following an 18-month investigation. Officials credit improved coordination between federal and local agencies. Community leaders applaud efforts to stem the opioid crisis. This case remains ongoing with more indictments expected. And in our international news, protests erupted in Tanzania amid national elections where opposition leaders are barred from running. The ruling party seeks to further entrench its decades-long hold on power. International observers express concern over voting conditions. Demonstrators claim systematic exclusion of challengers. Authorities vow to maintain order amid growing unrest. Results are expected later this week. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.